Ladies and gentlemen, Ravichandran Ashwin from the Indian cricket team is here to address the press conference. We shall have the same process. Please keep yourself on mute until you get a turn to ask
your answer. Yeah.
And you can also use the chat option.
Yeah.
Vivek Krishnan.
Hello, Ashwin. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah. Ashwin, nobody has taken more wickets against left-handers than you. You took your 200 wicket against them today in Test. Could you talk about how your plans to left-hand batsmen have evolved over the years and what you enjoy most about bowling to them? You've had to vote over some great left-hand batsmen in your time.
I can't really remember how it all started, to be honest, because obviously I think the ball turning away from the left-hander is one very big advantage when it comes to, you know, off spinners. And I think likewise, left-arm orthodox spinners also enjoy bowling to right-hand batsmen. So for me, over the years the left-hand batsmen have generally tended to, you know, receive a lot of bowling from around the stumps. So one thing that I've learnt better and started doing a lot more is varying the seam position, the point where I use the crease, going really wide to the middle of the box to try and get as close as possible, and also change over the stumps. Over the stump is one angle that I've used effectively over the last maybe 6 months or so.
Pratyush, you had sent a chat message. You have a question?
Yes, very well pulled. So, what do you make of the XG ball in this test match?
Look, even in the last test match, I told you that the pitch was really hard in the first couple of days, and that could have had an impact on the seam. I think it's held on pretty well in this game. Obviously, you know, there are whenever you talk about the SG ball, my comparisons will always go to the time when I started bowling with it, when I began first class cricket. So I think that's the expectation you have of the SG ball, and the SG ball was at that benchmark where you're always comparing it with that. And to be honest, from the last game to this game, there was a massive difference, and the pitch wasn't as hard as it was the last game, so I think the seam really held on well.
Venkat Krishna and then Nikhil from Press Trust of India.
Yeah. Ashwin, well bowled. Can you just talk about how the pitches are holding up, and England coaches call it challenging conditions. Yes, one of the challenging conditions he has ever faced. Considering that, what he said, do you think England could have operated better in this wicket?
You broke up. I can't really hear the last part.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's better now. Yeah.
How do you think England? How do you think England played in the first innings? Was it as bad as the score suggests?
Look, I think we'll be putting another batting performance in. We're talking 53 odd for one, and I think it's about, you know, being very patient. Like you play on a seeming wicket, you need to really tide through the early phase and get over it, and then start putting runs on the board. When it comes to spin, I think unfortunately people don't expect, they want conditions in their favour. Driving, cutting, everything needs to happen. But when it comes to a seeming wicket, you can't do all those things when you start playing on a wicket like that in the morning. So I think the same kind of expectations, same kind of benchmarks need to be set when you play spin on a challenging wicket as well.
Nikhil.
Yeah, Ashwin, how would you rate the performance of Akshar Patel? He complimented you well in his debut test match. So, he would be under tremendous pressure, first test match for India. How do you rate his performance in this innings?
Look, Akshar has been one of those bowlers who's been playing first class cricket for a while now, and he has had his share of good performances in first class cricket with the red ball also. Like I mentioned about Washi in the last game, this game again, we see them in the limited overs format of the game and believe, you know, we have our own perceptions about them, but there is something called first class cricket where they do go through a grind, and that really keeps you in good stead when you come to test match cricket. So with respect to that, getting Joe Root in his first test match must have been really special for him. Very important wicket in the context of where the game stands, and also Mohin Ali. Yeah, those are good snares for Akshar in his first game, and I think he'll go really well in the second innings.
Prasenjit Bay.
Yeah, hi Ashwin. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, so my question to you is about Kuldeep. So he was brought quite late into the attack today. So he hasn't played for a long time now. So do you think, like, was there any discussion on the field, like, he should have been brought on before when folks arrived at the Greece, or and there, it was the plan beforehand to bring him late into the attack?
Look, I think sometimes we only play the game and we are not watching it or commentating on it, so we do not know what people are saying, what the commentators are saying, or what the experts are saying. But anybody who's played the game and will understand that the five bowlers are there and there is a third spinner, it will take that much amount of time for the spinner to come into play, unless and until the other bowlers are not having a good time, if they are bowling bad balls, and then there needs to be a change. It happens, but otherwise, this is just the way the game goes. If you are a third spinner and if you are coming into the attack when things are going fine, this is pretty much how it happens. Maybe 4-5 overs here and there, or maybe 10 overs here and there can happen, but I think it is more a perception and the makeup of what people want to see from the outside and comment on it. So for me, I think Kuldeep was playing a game after a long time, for which I thought he started really well. He has been bowling really well in the net. So you will, I think we will see an increased role for him in the second innings.
Stephen from BBC.
Hi, wobbled. If England have got any complaints about the conditions, how would you compare it maybe to some of the extremes of English conditions that India have faced when they have toured England, and the difficulties that India have faced?
I do not know if they have complaints in the first place. So if they do, I mean, it's quite natural for people to, you know, come up against adverse conditions and then feel, you know, taken away back. But In all honesty, the 7 days of test cricket that we played so far, England have played really well, competed really well. I haven't seen any of them complaining or anything like that. But time and again, there are conditions which will challenge you, be it spin or with seam. I mean, the only comparison I can say is if the ball is moving around at 140, 150 clicks off the deck, that has to be more challenging than somebody bowling at 85, 90 k's and the ball spinning. So clearly the challenges are way greater than when you come up against seam. It's just the same way when you play spin. You have to give it to the bowler, take your time, and then bide your time, and then probably cash in a little later. It's just another form of, it's another form of art. That's it. That's as simple as that.
Shamit Chakravarti and then Sum Shurwala.
Ashwin, hi. Can you please take us through to the dismissal of Dan Lawrence?
Look, I think Dan Lawrence is someone who likes using his feet a lot. We saw how he batted in Sri Lanka. He steps out a lot, he uses his feet, goes deep back into his crease and uses the offside, the holes. That's one thing that the English batsman did really well in Sri Lanka. So from our side, we wanted to make sure that we got our plans right when the batsman walked in first, and so that we're not giving away too many runs and all that, bottling them up. But like I said, in the past, I might have been a little shy of using angles. But using angles from different points of release, and especially if the wickets got a little bit in it for you, I think those angles seem a little more larger than what they eventually are. So bowl closer to the stumps, over the stumps, try and bowl a couple of straighter ones to him, didn't spin it back, then I bowled a little wider of the crease and over the stumps, then went round the stumps, middle of the box, and finally I think Rishabh wanted me to bowl over the stumps for the last ball before lunch, but I felt the angle was good, and even Jinx agreed with keeping down the stump, so I went a little wider and sort of, you know, bowled at a different angle. The arm also went at a wider angle. So that's about it.
Yes, Sumshu.
Hi Ashwin, congratulations. Just taking a cue from the previous question, now that we've seen both teams bat on this surface, from a batsman's perspective, do you think it is very essential to come down the pitch and, you know, meet the ball in front, rather than hanging back, you know, staying back in the pitch and playing it late? Do you think that's a better approach? Because Indians have made batting look very easy on this pitch. Not easy, but better than, obviously they have been better than England. Do you think that is the key, coming down the pitch?
Look, I think whatever works for you, right? I mean, everybody's got different options. Rohit's been sweeping really well, he's using his feet as well. Pudge uses his feet really well. On the other hand, someone like Joe Root likes sweeping, uses feet a little lesser. So I mean, it's whatever works for you. At the end of the day, I think playing on wickets with a bit of help, even for the quicks, I think you need to take those percentage and calculated risks. Sometimes when you're just waiting and trying to trust your defense too much, there is a ball that will eventually come and get you. So I think it's about identifying the right kind of intent and what works for you, playing the percentage. And sometimes when you play on pitches like this and someone's got those runs in the first innings and you've got the hang of the pitch, it's you got set for the rest of the game. So it's about trying to get in and make those runs and find those scoring areas for yourself and those particular shots. So there is no one way to really play the game, like stepping out. If it's worked for someone, it might not necessarily work for another person. So it's about trying to get your game sorted for that.
Thank you.
Final to now,
Prathamesh
Dixit. Are you there, Prathamesh? He's sent his question. The question is, you just broke Harbhajan Singh's record and now you are one position below the great Anil Kumble.
What record?
Wickets at home. Most wickets
at
home. Spinners.
Most wickets for spinners?
On Indian ground.
Ah, okay. On Indian pitches. Okay. No, when I was watching the 2001 series where Bajuba was playing, I didn't even imagine that I would be go on to become an off-spinner for the country. I was still a batsman for my state, trying to accelerate a career towards batting and playing for the country. I wasn't even sure if I would go on to become a player for the Indian team. A lot of my teammates from that age, from that generation, used to make fun of me because I used to bowl like Bajuba. My action, I used to try and bowl like him and all that. So from there on to come on and actually break a record of something that he possesses has to be incredibly special. But I didn't know of it. Now that I know of it, I do feel happy. Sorry, Bajuba, by the way.
Final one now, Akash. Akash, Siva Subraman.
Yes. Hi, Ashwin.
Hi.
First of all, congrats. And then I have two small questions.
Akash, will take
on
one, please.
J-pop crowd, right?
Okay.
Sorry?
So, one is on the J-pop crowd. So, how was it? How did you feel to have J-pop crowd back and at its full voice? And the second question is about Rishabh Pant's wicket keeping.
Hmm.
So, after the first test, we saw that you had a chat with Rishabh Pant. So, what changed this test?
Okay. I think it's wonderful to have crowd back in the first place. We haven't played with crowds in India for a long time. I think the Indian cricketing fans are also waiting to get back and watch sport. Especially cricket is one of the biggest sports here, so people do enjoy coming for it. And on the other hand, playing in front of my home ground is always special for me, and to get 5 wickets here is something that I would always cherish, and in front of the crowd is even better. With respect to Rishabh Pant's keeping, the name of the game is confidence, right? He's been batting well and he's been working incredibly hard on his keeping as well. And sometimes it's when you're constantly being compared with someone who's done well for years, it can be really hard. I really do feel for Rishabh on a lot of occasions, even when I'm watching games from home when he's playing the white ball format of it. He was constantly compared with the great MS Dhoni for a long time. Now he gets compared for his wicket keeping with Saha, this, that and all that. So I think sometimes it's better to give a break and let people build on the confidence, and he's definitely got the ability, and that's why he's here, and I have no doubts he'll go from strength to strength from here on.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. We will be sending the footage of this press conference and also the audio.
Thank you.
Thank you.